a central message of the Lord's birth on this earth, as it's written in the sacred scripture, is the promise of peace. In our recitation, we read about the Prince of Peace being prophesied in Isaiah. In Isaiah, it said, "The multiplying of his government and peace, there shall be no end. No end to the peace that the Lord would bring on earth." And that was written hundreds of years before the Lord was even born here on earth. But just a few months before he was born, Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, also prophesied, and he said, "Guide our feet," that the Lord would guide our feet in the path of peace. And then, of course, the heavenly host announced to the shepherds that evening that the Lord was born, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth, peace, goodwill among men." So we can see how important this message of peace was, how important it was that the Lord would bring peace to the earth as a result of being born here. But yet the earth then and the earth now is not an entirely peaceful place. So how can we understand this promise of peace which is given to us concerning the Lord's birth? Well, of course, the Lord explains this to us, and he explains it to us in the Gospel of John, where he says, "Peace I leave to you, my peace. I give to you not as the world gives, give I to you. Let your heart not be disturbed, neither let it be afraid." The peace that the Lord gives is not a natural, worldly peace. The peace that the Lord gives is a spiritual, internal peace, much different than the way that we might define peace. It's not a life free from struggle and strife and hurt. It's something very, very different. The Lord explains in the heavenly doctrine that this kind of peace comes from conjunction with the Lord. And conjunction with the Lord is simply living and loving what he teaches. If we are conjoined with the Lord because we're living and loving what he teaches, the Lord will bring us this spiritual peace. Now, before the Lord was born on earth, this kind of peace was almost entirely impossible. It was almost entirely impossible because the idea of God had disappeared from the minds of men. People could not picture who God was. They could not picture the Lord. And how can we be conjoined with a God that we can't picture, that we can't see, that we can't understand? Without conjunction with the Lord, there is no peace. And this peace was almost entirely gone over 2,000 years ago when the Lord was born on earth. This is the kind of peace that the Lord would bring. Now, we see a little bit of what this peace is like when we think about Mary and Joseph and what they did. Mary and Joseph both heard from the angel Gabriel, and when they heard Gabriel's incredible message for them from the Lord, they didn't doubt Gabriel. They didn't question Gabriel. Instead, they worked very hard to carry out the task that the Lord had given them, an incredible task. And they were devoted to it, despite the fact that it was very different from what their expectations most likely were regarding their early life together. But yet they devoted themselves to this incredible mission that the Lord put in front of them. So just think for a moment how they would have felt that day when the Lord was born. They would have felt an incredible sense of peace that comes from the devotion to the Lord, from simply doing what he explains to us that what we need to do. That's the kind of peace that comes from being conjoined with the Lord. Now, this kind of peace, especially for the littler ones here, might be a little bit hard to understand, hard to picture, or hard to feel what that sort of peace is like. So the Lord gives us another incredible image in this Christmas story about his birth on earth. And of course, it's the image of the baby Lord, the image of an infant with a divine soul. Now the Lord gives a love of infants to people on earth, and he especially gives a love of infants to women and mothers who pass that on to men and fathers. And within that love of infants is the sphere of peace. So can you imagine for a moment that sphere of peace which Mary would have received and passed on to Joseph coming from the infant Lord? Now you can think a little bit about your own experience with brand new babies. And you can think about what it's like to hold or see a brand new baby. And you can think about how when you're first holding that little infant or seeing it for the first time, you don't have worries about anything happening outside of that room. You don't have fears about anything happening outside of that room in that moment when you're with that little infant. And you know and have confidence that what the Lord does is good. So keep that in mind when we think about the Lord's birth on earth this year and what peace is like from being conjoined with him. And tonight, before you go to sleep, you can try to picture what that scene was like with Mary and Joseph when the baby Lord was first born, and how they were affected by that peace from that infant with a divine soul. Or tomorrow morning, you can read with your family this story in the Word about the Lord being born. And you can think about how the shepherds would have been affected by this sphere of peace from this tiny little infant. Or you can think about how the wise men later, when they came to see the Lord, still would have been affected very deeply by this sphere of peace coming from the Lord. And if you can picture this and even feel it yourself just a little bit, then you'll know and understand better the peace that the Lord offers. And he explains to us what this peace is in the heavenly doctrine. We read, peace has in it confidence in the Lord, that he directs all things and provides all things, and that he leads to a good end. When a man is in this faith, he is in peace. For he then fears nothing, and no solicitude or worry about things to come disquiets him. A man comes into this state in proportion as he comes in to love to the Lord. As the Lord says in the Gospel of John, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have affliction, but have confidence, I have overcome the world. Amen.